Cooked and Bombed
presents the Chris Morris Music Shows.
Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk
or chilled.cream.org.
A 1FM Madonna exclusive tonight, exclusive only to this show in the whole UK. We have Madonna reading A.A. Milne.
If I were a bear, and a big bear too, I shouldn't much care if it froze or snew.
That's nice.
For I'd have fur boots and a brown fur wrap.
Yeah.
And brown fur knickers on my big brown muff.
Ah, come on. Give her a second chance.
If I were a bear, and a big bear too, yeah. I shouldn't much care if it froze or snew. For I'd have fur boots and a brown fur wrap, and his big jaws to cover my muff.
You're just being silly now. Just get silly when you get embarrassed.
And brown fur mittens on my head.
Yeah, it's not Letterman, you know.
Brown fur mittens on my head.
It was going to be sleaze light tonight. But I've been having second thoughts. Jocks are in no position to talk about sleaves. That's the beat, by the way.
If I were a bear, and a big bear too, I shouldn't much care if it froze or snew. For I'd have fur boots and a brown fur wrap. And his big jaws to cover my muff.
Yeah, disc jockey's in absolutely no position to talk about sleaze. The whole record business is founded on sleaze and perks. I could tell you about the nameless disc jockey who still works here, who was at a Richard Branson party recently, and there was a record company man next to him. The record company man gave a big bag of drugs and said, could you just hang on that for a second, and then turn around to finish the conversation. When he turned around again, the jock was gone. Left for the whole evening, about half a pound of marching powder. But I won't. Sadly, mostly, those days are gone. The days of the good old big mass bribes and drug weekends. Like when U2's first album came out, each jock was provided with 50 poppers and a beautiful 8-year-old Irish boy who had never learned to speak. Now it's only a very rare that such perks are offered. More likely you'll end up like 1FM film dog Mark Kermode, making the best of his recent gift, which was a pig wearing a Juliette Lewis mask and cheap perfume.
What it is it's an enjoyable piece of fluff.
Gifts such as books are ungratefully received by DJs like Lynn Parsons.
It's just a lot of words.
And more often, the pluggers promise weekends of cheap entertainment, like copper baiting for jocks like Steve Lamack of The Evening Session, who says it's as much fun whether you're attacking the police or being thrashed yourself.
I threw bottles, sticks,
kicked anything I could lay my hands on at the place. I was already also hit by a trunch and ran ahead. Kicked in the balls by a copper.
Also tonight, an eyewitness sees Angus Deaton plummet from a horse boudoir as he tries to avoid the paparazzi.
He was hanging out the window, opened and looked in the room, said there was no one in there, and disappeared so he could climb back in through, but he couldn't hold on to the ledge no longer, you know?
Tragic. Of course, front page of The Sun, great publicity for the new series of I Got News For You. They all sat round in the office working out what they were going to do, and they suddenly said, hey, Angus, you know that whore? And he went, oh, no, no, no. And he said, yes, The Sun. No, no, no. And they were all going, Angus, Angus. And he's going, no, please, no, Angus. And they sold it. 80 quid, very cheap. He's notoriously mean. Apparently he spent 2 days haggling her down from 85. I'm famous, you know. Do I get a discount? It's all rubbish anyway, because he's gay. They all are. Drug stuff over the weekend. That was one. It was totally brilliant. This guy absolutely off his head, talking about 2.5 times normal realistic speed. We got it. Actually, okay, play that one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this was it.
the other night, right, I was reading this book and I was thinking about that bloke we met at that party at Sarah's.
Just gone 12.
So I'm into stuff and just I'm thinking about it and the phone rings.
It is 1:30.
At this speed. No, things keep getting faster all the time, like the number of people and the number of cars and all that. And
all right, 7 minutes to eight. Good morning.
And I said to her, right, it's 3,500 calories in a pound. So if you eat like 1,200 calories a day, like a week, that means you'll lose about 2 pounds.
Doesn't it sound good?
It's cannabis.
Drugs. Check out the facts. Call the free 1FM drug line now on 0800 500 800.
Thanks.
1FM helpline.
Hello. I heard some broadcasts concerning, I believe, the use of amphetamine.
Right. Which piece was it you heard?
A man talking extraordinarily fast.
Well, amphetamines aren't actually hallucinogenic. What they do is increase a person's energy.
Well, this man sounded thoroughly energetic, I have to say.
Yeah.
Now, it did sound tremendous fun, that particular piece.
Yeah, it does that, and it heightens people's awareness.
It sounded much like the sensation one achieves at a child's birthday party when one attends at the age of four and is sent parcels and little bits of cake fizzing across the table, only as a fully-fledged adult.
Right, yeah. I mean, similar to, yeah.
When is the best time to take it?
Right, well, if you're suffering from heart difficulties or breathing problems.
I just suffer from heart. I don't suffer from the difficulties.
Right, because it does increase heart.
It increases heart, but it doesn't increase the difficulties.
It'll increase your heart rate. It'll make your heart beat faster.
Right. I don't have a heart rate as such. I just have a heart.
Right.
Now, what about the usage of the drug? Should I take it alone or as a group?
Well, if you took it alone, you probably wouldn't really have a good time on it.
So you should say in a group?
Yeah.
0800 500 800. Drugged on 1FM. Very refreshing to come across a national radio network that's prepared to advocate the use of drugs and tell you how to get the best out of them. 1FM. Drugline pretty good on heroin too. They couldn't actually supply it to me themselves, but they did tell me where I could get some. They referred me to the information office. Said they couldn't deal it themselves. Information office might be able to help me in about 3 minutes.
Though nothing will drive them away, we can beat them just for one day. We can be heroes just for one day.
Didn't he? Trumpet.
sunburns. David Bowie currently on tour with Alvin Stardust. Great 70s package, that. Alvin, of course, took himself off the top of the bill. Trying to do a Cobain, he was told to do it by his manager. Stick your head in the firework, mate. Might get a Christmas number one with Mike Cuckoo. His makeup saved him, tragic. Bowie backstage, bald like Quentin Crisp. Great scene. Oh, yeah, here's this, the information office. Yeah, so I phoned the drug line. I said, can you give me some pure heroin? They said, no. I said, well, I'm sure I heard that on the programme. They said, phone the information office.
Good evening, information office.
Hello, that's the information office?
It is, yes.
I have an inquiry about the campaign of Radio 1 running at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've spoken to the drug advice line.
Yes.
On the subject of heroin, and they couldn't actually provide me with the drug in a pure form, and they suggested that I call you.
I don't know why they suggested that.
They said that the information office might be able to provide.
Well,
me.
I can't. I'm telling you that I can't.
You can't provide me any. You cannot. You're saying categorically that you cannot provide me with any heroin.
That's right, yes.
But the advice line people told me that I would be able to make a contact with a heroin supplier on this number.
Well, I'm very sorry, but they haven't. Sadly misinformed you.
Is there any name you could give me I could contact for the heroin?
Just ask for the Claire Sturgis production office.
So I phone Claire Sturgis production office and ask for some heroin?
If you wish, yes.
And that's what you're suggesting I do?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's your BBC. It's your license fee.
Take this for example, young brothers want rep, cause in the life they're living, you can't have step. It starts with the young ones doing crap for fun. And if you ain't down, you'll get played out, son. So let's get a car you know I fly with. Get a dent, pull a screwdriver, and be off quick with the dope ride, yeah, and a rowdy crew. We could bag us a Benz and an Audi too. Even a Jeep or van, goddamn, we're getting ours, yo. Take a trip up the strip and be like stars, so it doesn't matter if the cops be scoping. They can't do jack, that's why a young brother's open. To do anything, anywhere, any place. Buck wild in another court case, it's the code of the streets. They might say that we're a menace to society, but at the same time I say, why is it me? Am I the target for destruction? What about the system and total corruption? I can't work at no fast food joint, I got some talent, so don't you get my point? I'll organize some brothers and get crazy loot, selling D-R-U-G-S's and clocking dollars true. Cause the fat dough, yo, that suits me fine. I gotta have it so I can leave behind the mad poverty, never having, always needed. If a sucker steps up, then I leave him bleeding. I gotta get mine, I can't take no shorts. And while I'm selling, here's a flash report. Organized crime, they get theirs on the down low. Here's the ticket, wanna bet on a horse show? You got to be a pro, do what you know. When you're dealing with the code of the streets. Nine times out of ten I win. With the skills I be wielding, got the tenth one kneeling, let me express my feelings. Cool has never been one to play a big shot. It's just the styles I got that keep my mic hot. And fuck turning my back to the street scene. It gives me energy, so I'ma keep fiends coming just to get what I'm selling. Maybe criminal or felon dropping gems on your melon. So keep abreast to the gangsta conquest. Underground roughnecks, pounds of respect. I've never been afraid to let loose my speech. My brothers know I kick the code up the streets.
It's just a lot of words.
And brown fur mittens on.
Gangstar, the kind of rap act that do carry big guns. I don't think it's particularly uncool to carry big guns, though it's not great to be a gangster, and there's certainly no shame in education and a kind of sort of Tony Blair approach to rap. Peter Bainham is in Leeds this week on tour with Jeff Capes. We'll hear from him in a minute. By the way, there's a kiddies outing today which got chopped last time, so we're going to do it again and see if it gets chopped this time, but I think it'll squeeze through this time. So a fully fledged kiddies outing for the person that got chopped last time. And here's today's feedback report number one. What do you think of the current standards of brick service?
Just the ordinary house bricks.
That's right.
Building. Could be better.
Which are the worst
the
ones?
The ones at an angle.
Would you like to see all the bricks a little bit lower to the ground?
I would, yes.
And a bit smaller?
Smaller, yes.
If you were in charge of all the bricks in England, how much lower to the ground would you make them?
Well, about 6 inches.
And how much smaller?
Smaller than a beaker, about a teacup size.
Final note on brick service, what sort of sound would they make?
Just a quiet little tinkle thing.
Like a chime?
Yes, a low chime.
By what year?
Couldn't possibly be done much before 2000.
But by then you'd like to see chiming bricks lower to the ground in the size of a beaker?
Yeah.
A Sly Stone track off Fresh. If you're a bass player, this is nuts. It's nuts anyway. If you get it.
Simon Mayo, dressed as Felicity Kendall, drowns himself in a dentist's aquarium.
I'm not here tonight. He's in Leeds on tour at the moment with Jeff Capes.
That's Peter, right.
Yeah. Oh, good, you're there.
Yeah.
Now, you're touring these art centres, mm-hmm. doing the art centre circuit. Jeff Capes is a fairly new addition to the cabaret circuit.
He is, but what a guy.
Well, I know you share the same agent, so I know you're going to put in a certain number of good words for
him. Well, yeah, I mean, fair enough, but he is a great guy. I mean, you've seen him, though, Chris.
Yeah, well, I saw it at Reading, that kind of, that whole chanting thing.
I know that sort of,
500 people.
Going like, Capes, 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 Capes. I mean, just brilliant.
And then on he comes, he does a 20-minute stand-up set of rip-roaring stuff, yeah. and then pulls a horse to pieces with his bare hands.
I mean, isn't that just fantastic?
Well, I have to say, I mean, it's a really interesting moment because the audience is confronted with somebody that they know and many of them love doing something of unspeakable violence, and yet they laugh.
Well, do you know what the amazing thing is? That I've had people coming up to me after the show, and they all say the same thing. They say, in theory, that was a disgusting thing, but in practice, seeing it, it was just amazing.
Then you go on for an hour. You have
to follow
that.
I do, yeah. I go on and do the singing, you know.
The Hello There Black Man with a Large Penis.
Yeah.
And you do that for an hour?
I do, yes.
What's his name?
What, the
Mojo Flopcock. Yeah. So you do the Mojo Flopcock. So anyway,
I do the
Mojo
Flopcock, yeah.
That's on tour at the moment. And you're in Leeds doing that tonight in less than half an hour, so I've got to can't keep you.
I know.
I was at Leeds in the summer. Mm-hmm. Hadn't been there for about 10 years. Couldn't believe how laid back it was.
I know.
It was. I mean, it was a warm night, but the bars were open till 2 in the morning. There was good ale. There was a great atmosphere, very kind of continental.
Do you know what they do, right? The mayor, right?
Yeah.
On 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, every week, hides somewhere in the city, and then everybody in Leeds sort of converges on the city centre and looks for him until about 5 p.m. the next day. They have to find him by 5 p.m. on the Sunday.
When I went up there, they did this sparrowing thing.
Yeah.
You know where they go and find a tall church or a tall building, and they just drop sparrows in bottles from the top.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Well, did you actually see it happen?
I did. Well, I had a go. I mean, the nice thing is you don't have to force the sparrow in the bottle.
You're given a
readily bottled sparrow.
Yeah.
And then you just go to the thing and you just drop it off the edge and you watch it crash to the floor. Of course, it dies.
Well, it's superb, though. Watch the thing trying to escape out of the bottle as it goes down. And then this week, I gather, I was in the Sunday papers, that they got 1,000 volunteers to change the hospital's nappy.
Very moving, that.
Did you see that?
God, it was just beautiful. Beautiful.
Because you came in on Sunday night or something.
I came in on Sunday night. I mean,
in a car.
I mean, the thing is, I have to say that one of the best things, right, is the drumming. Have you heard about this? They have drummers.
On the black spot?
Yeah, on every accident black spot on the outskirts of Leeds, there is a famous drummer. There are people like Topper Hedden, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jet Black. Jet Black, as I was driving in, because I was coming in on the Headingley Road. And remember Jet Black from the Stranglers?
Yeah.
He's there in the headlights. So I sort of come around the corner. He's there, notorious accident black spot. And he's like drumming away, he's like banging away, doing a sort of 24-hour solo.
I mean, God, you know, I'd love to see Kenny Jones just loom
Kenny
up
Jones.
In my headlights. Just and then there's this Law and Order Carnival as well, which I mean, I love the sound of. And the running of the Ripper.
Yes, the running of the Ripper.
Now, how does they fence off the pavements, the crowd sit on the pavements, and the Ripper runs down the street.
That's right, yeah.
For 4 miles. Now, is that the real...
Well, I was wondering, because I thought, but apparently they're trying to sort of work it so they can let the guy out, you know.
On a once-a-year basis.
On a sort of once-a-year basis, you know, there'll be helicopters everywhere. And I mean, he's fenced off anyway, but at the moment, they've just got sort of some bloke in a sort of funny beard. I mean, everyone has a laugh, you know, it's like, you know.
Beard and dinner jacket, he's got a knife.
Yeah.
And then the local dudes step out and try and dodge him.
Yeah, they sort of jump over the barriers and they're running ahead of the Ripper, you know, it's just, oh, God.
And then who are these guys? It's like 10 men with huge inflatable hammers whacking the Ripper on the head as he runs down the thing. And if they flatten him before the end of the 4 mile course, then it's like they've won.
It's really funny though, when I was thinking, when I was watching the guys with the inflatable hammers, right?
Yeah.
It's, in a way, right, it's a shame that the Ripper didn't have an inflatable hammer. Do you know what I mean?
Because then nobody would have got, they would have just got bruised.
In fact,
even if it had been an inflatable hammer with a sort of a sand filled head, and he'd gone around clocking people on the head, they would have, at the worst, been concussed. Mm. Nobody would have been stabbed.
Yeah.
Even if he'd tried to sort of roll it up into a kind of tight plastic spike, he would have had no chance, wouldn't have been able to do nearly the damage that he did with a knife. I suppose either that or if he'd been born inside a car with no doors. Peter, you are a Leeds councillor.
That's right.
So we'll take a break now and then we'll talk to you and a couple of students from the university about some of the council policies.
Okay.
So that follows Newsbeat. Made a terrible mistake this week. I burst into Gary Wilmot's Copacabana show and shouted out, "You're a dirty little man, Craig Charles." Gangsta boogie on the up next rag. Beatnik mother's gonna break your back. Yeah. Coming through loud and clear on the ill note. But step into the cool, it's like walking a tightrope. Swimming in the ocean with the great black shark. Walking down the alley alone after dark. Sipping on a 40 ounce behind the wheel. Driving down the block with the handle still. But damn, I think about the bathrooms. Bailing in the club with your posse of back troops. Standing on the block just kicking around. Run DMC, talk about hard times. Cars rolling by, bumping MPE. Passing 40s of skills over Bongo beats. People yelling go as they walk by. Pass to the next so we can give them a try. Hands in the air and a foot goes storm. Brother strange words over status of calm. A kid gets wild but things slow down. A smile gets cracked and we give him a pound. On to the next with the crew beside. Shotgun cold and we jump in the ride. Pedal goes down and the music's way on. Clap your hands at the words I say coming. Get funky, get on the sound. Get on the sound. Get funky, get on the sound. Get funky, get on the sound. Get funky, get on the sound.
but my motto's cool. Showing up drinking with the mic as a tool. For now, I'll play the sublime, get this up for scene. Never flamming, won't flip, stay in blue routine. Speed 12 miles to the shake of tambourine. I'll fathom to the bottom like a chasing submarine. So I say, who's got the mic? Beat Nick number one, yeah, girl, that's right. Thick with pretension and contradiction. Smooth on a rough track, level through the mixes. In the studio while I slip in a maze. Brain kind of foggy in a rhythm of K's. A tongue that gets whipped, you just can't get whipped. Your tribes that get slick, you get your ass kicked. So don't step up, kid, I'm on that up. Stand on my ground, so don't get me fed up.
It's Justin Warfield, Fisherman's Grotto. Justin Warfield was the guy that did the vocal on the last Bomb the Bass single. My Field Trip to Planet 9 is the album there. And you may like to know that Five Live have opened special wires to cover the Craig Charles bail period. There's no 24-hour TV news here, but the wires of Five Live will be glued to the AA Roadwatch cameras in the hope of seeing him make a low-speed break for it along the Westway in his white Bedford Rascal.
FM News at 9:30. I'm David Nicholl. The Cash for Questions affair at Westminster has taken a new turn tonight. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Jonathan Aitken, has issued a statement saying he was one of the ministers who was investigated. But he says he's never been guilty of any impropriety in his conduct as a minister or MP. The British couple, sentenced to 28 months in a Romanian jail for trying to smuggle a baby out of the country, may be allowed to return home next month. The former Euro MP, Lord Bethel, says he's been told by the Romanians an appeal by Bernadette and Adrian Mooney had been set for November the 9th and was likely to be successful. President Clinton, who's in Jordan on a trip around the Middle East, has warned Muslim militants that he won't let them stop the peace process. He was speaking after Jordan and Israel signed a treaty ending 46 years of hostility between the two countries. A petition of more than 3 million signatures has been handed in to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, protesting about the transportation of horses for slaughter. The petition, the biggest ever received by the Parliament, calls for a complete ban on the practice. That's it. The next update on 1FM 10:30.
Hi, this is Wakefield. I think Naomi Campbell has a gravel Annie disorder.
Council debate between Peter Bainham and two students next. Okay, so this debate, Councillor Peter Bainham of Leeds Council, he's up there in Leeds at the moment, so we thought, since he's somewhere near the university, get in a couple of students and get them to take part in a political debate, man. So we did this yesterday, and he sat there defending totally spurious, ridiculous policies that I was putting to him. And then we tried to get the students in to say, no, no, those policies are really bad ideas, man. And then we thought, well, we'll gong them every time they say, yeah, well, the money could go to the homeless. So in response to every ludicrous policy, we're going to gong the tape every time a student goes, yeah, but what about the homeless? Right, during the course of the next 12 months, League Council plan to institute a number of changes to their policies, particularly to do with their civic policy. With us is Councillor Peter Bainham, and also we have two students from Leeds University, Natalie and Robert. Now, Councillor Bainham, the one which is tabled to come into operation soonest is the reintroduction of Butter Sunday, in which people are given free butter on one Sunday every month. Now, what's the thinking behind
Question number one.
Well, basically, we just thought that we wanted to bring a bit of pleasantness back, so we decided to reintroduce Butter Sunday, which is, you know, an old thing from the 60s, where basically once a month everybody gets free butter on a Sunday. It's very simple.
What do you think about that, Natalie and Robert?
Homeless.
Well, considering the amount of homeless people you seem to see around in Leeds and people busking and trying to get money other ways, I can imagine the money could be much better spent than sort of trying to distribute butter every Sunday.
Do you agree with that, Natalie, or do you think that it's actually fair enough and that distributing butter is at least a form of distributing food?
No, I tend to agree more with Rob, because I do feel there are certain other issues which are far more important and which need dealing with.
Can you name a few?
Homeless.
Homelessness, problems with the unemployment, just general social problems which could be dealt with more effectively.
Let's look at some other element of council policy, which I think may raise a few eyebrows. This idea of sending a delegation to Haiti.
We as a Labour council disapproved of the American intervention in Haiti.
But does that justify sending 10 councillors at the ratepayers' expense to Haiti to conduct a campaign of booing at a cost of £72,000?
Yes, but I think
Let me stop you there. Natalie, do you have any view on that?
Well, I do actually find that quite horrific, really, considering the amount of problems that there are in Leeds.
Homeless. Robert?
I think that seems like a rather excessive amount of money in terms of, if it's about Leeds, essentially, then the money should be spent here, and particularly dealing with things like homelessness, because basically I'm sick of seeing it around Leeds.
Councillor Bainham, is it right to downgrade slaughterhouses simply in order to save money to put it in another direction?
It's very simple. I mean, it's just what it was, a one-off thing. It was an experiment. We tried it once. We had an open day at several slaughterhouses during the city. It was one of a whole range of things that went on.
Yes, but they do say that what happened was that people were allowed to use the equipment which was used to slaughter cattle.
Yes. It raised very good money.
But
raised
it involved
a lot of
children
money.
Shooting cattle dead. And now you have one man who is armed with the slaughtering instrument. Mm. They shut the doors. As long as they're all killed by the end of it, it doesn't matter. Natalie, what do you think of that?
Well, considering what you said about Haiti and the £72,000 from that, it seems that
was
rather
a dummy.
Than trying to
Haiti,
raise money
dummy.
From having an open day in a slaughterhouse and inflicting cruelty on animals, which we're supposed to try and reduce, it would be far better to reallocate the money from a trip to Haiti to homelessness.
Homeless. Well, that was fair, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the homeless man.
I remember what it was like being a student. You think you're so right. You think the world is you and your money and
the homeless.
I need to open.
Like dodgy, yeah.
You do? But what about the homeless?
I need to venture. How much more to get much closer? The need is pure. I won't regret a moment from this day. The key of life is calling out to stay. I'd wait for 1,000 years to see what you would do. To the make no sound.
Those melodies haunt you when there's no one around. Those melodies haunt you, they make no sound.
Of course, I suffer from reactionary attacks. I was at a radio conference thing recently, and you know, there was an audience there asking questions, and these students put up their hands and said,
"We think the BBC ought to allow more access to people like us. If you want to have decent staff, then you ought to encourage people like us to come in." And I was going, "What?
People like you should never be allowed anywhere near the BBC. Don't you understand that if you're going to have the guts to do the job, you're going to have to kick the door down first?" And I was thinking, who is driving these words that are coming out of my mouth? I was one of them 10 years ago, and now I was sitting there saying, there should be no training courses, no one should be given any leg up. If you're worth any salt, then you're just going to get in yourself and you're going to teach yourself how to la, la, la. And I had this nightmare going on in my head that that's me saying that. And they were looking at me like, you sad old tosser. Of course, I was right.
You should open the doors for us.
Yeah, but what about the homeless? As Paul Garner winds up his stupidity gland in a shop somewhere near you, news gobbets chatter through our printers. Let you know ahead of the next bulletin if there's anything worth knowing. There is a touch of a new sensation tonight. The Department of Health has announced new restrictions for the treatment of teeth on the NHS. Dentists will now only offer free treatment on a quarter of the teeth in your mouth. That's 8 out of the 32. And, say the new rules, those teeth must be nominated at birth. Health Secretary Virginia Bottomley has backed the scheme since its inception and says the new rules will broaden patient choice and prevent dentists trying to get away with treating the 8 teeth least likely to go wrong. And also tonight, Irish Deputy Dick Spring welcomes John Major's surprise announcement that Northern Ireland will be sold to the United States and set sail next week.
I welcome the announcements from the British Prime Minister and the Secretary of State today. And obviously we will have an opportunity on Monday for looking at the course we're going to chart for the next couple of months.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Gil Scott Heron, Ian Anderson on flute. The revolution will not be televised. Of course, the rather sad thing is it probably will. I'm glad to see that the odd person writes in a letter to this show. I don't ask for them, but when they come through, it's nice to get them. This one is from Michael Tappett. He says, "Dear Chris, could you settle a family argument which threatened our tranquility last week? I'm a man of strong physical urges and regularly like to satisfy them by clamping my lips firmly over the mouth of my 7-year-old daughter and extracting a kiss of some passion. I find this both pleasurable and comforting, yet my family will keep trying to pull me off and threaten to report me to the authorities. Surely this simple action causes no harm so long as my daughter is dead, which she is, and frankly, if anyone has any complaining to do, it should be me, since the taste is in the acquired category and is getting worse with every snog." Up next, Kiddies Outing. This is the one that got away. Today's Kiddies Outing.
Today is Wednesday, the 26th of October, 1994. And today, I would like to out Michael Portillo. Mr. Portillo is a boy-faced, flappy-lipped cabinet chump and has been a practicing fan of Kylie since the age of 21.
Fan of Kylie. Technical on.
Roots and culture. Body universal. As I stroll down my street, Africa's a boiling, overflowing inside of me. I used to sport a curl made by Jerry.
A Jerry curl.
But as time passed, it didn't last. After my curl, I never combed my dude. I used to sport a cap, but the naps kept shining. Shine. My sister got a brand new perm. My boy says she looks pretty fine. Body real firm. Folks at a job loves a new touch-up. I can tell a white boss gets a kick when she's all done up. My sister loves her blackness, but the U.S. says that a perm is her attractiveness. But Africa keeps coming stronger. We found out it ain't a perm, it's a temporary. Uh-huh.
Don't have cash to go to the music school, but money for the guitar or the violin or the tuba. My mom's had a record player in the 45s. I put the needle on the record and I keep the crazy lie. Scratching it up, catching the breaks. Spirits within me have me do what it takes. Grammys I win,
and once again, like my Egyptian kin,
it's Africa within, making something out of nothing.
Africa's inside me, taking back her child. She's giving me my pride and setting me free. Africa's inside me, taking back her child. She's giving me my pride and setting me free.
What's that spirit making love to my daughter? Telling her not to eat her mama's ham hocks. Allowing her the choice to twist her hair and make it lock. Yo, I don't like it, I just don't like it. Papa may say, but the soul is a ball. And sooner or later, Africa's glory and toil will teach an old dog new tricks. Why in the world can't everybody recognize that Africa's an everybody? We all ask, why can't we be sisters and brothers? But first we gotta accept who is our mother.
Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. You outside or inside the shop?
I'm just outside, mate.
Can you get to the counter in a minute? Okay. Gummos within, so for H2O dropping happenings like Homo sapiens hustlings in. Slick as a military operation now. Amen. Residing in Pumani was once Christian. Stop fishing like FOS and find origin. Inside, 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 about 15 seconds.
Okay.
And across the world, that's Arrested Development. Africa inside me. Across the world that I teach in independent studies, especially that of a conscious type. We've seen those schools as we were on tour and we love them. We think they're beautiful. Are you by the counter?
I am.
Okay, do you have the goods in your hand?
Yeah.
When they ask you to pay,
yeah.
Could you pretend that your arm's just gone numb?
Here we go.
Drop the stuff on the floor.
Can I have... Oh! That, please.
Say your arm's gone numb.
My arm gets a bit numb.
It's all gone numb. Can someone adjust my shoulder?
Excuse me. I need my shoulder adjusting a bit. You can just push that for me, could you? Just push that. He's done it.
Okay, so when they give you the coins
yeah.
in your change,
yeah.
drop it again.
Ah. Sorry, mate.
Numb again.
I can't get it. I can't.
My arm's all numb.
I can't move. That's got it. Oh, that's better. He just pushed it for me.
Well, say you don't like the coins, because it's still got its ribs in.
Excuse me? It's got ribs in it, that one.
Still got its ribs
yeah.
in?
Yeah, it's got ribs in it.
It'll make my arm go again if you
yeah,
give me...
Yeah, my arm goes every time I get a ribbed one. Okay, he's doing that.
Let your arm go when he gives you the next one.
Well,
and this time, get him to really punch you in the arm.
Okay.
And
thanks a lot.
Chuck
it. Ah. You couldn't do the old arm again for us, mate, could you?
Really whack it like a mother.
You couldn't do the old arm again for me?
Whack it like a mother.
Just whack it like a mother. just on the corner there.
Bang it like a bastard.
No, a bit harder.
Like
no, a bit harder.
Bang it like a bastard.
Really bang it like a bastard. Ah, Jesus, that hurt. Yeah, we've done that. Okay, that feels a lot better, thanks.
Tell them you take a very dim view of them all, and when you fly over there tonight, you're going to rain down thunderbolts on their kids.
Yeah, I think I might have to rain down thunderbolts on your children. But thanks anyway.
Okay, stroll.
I'm out of here.
How are they looking at you as you go?
Ah.
What was that?
My arm.
Well, it hurts.
Like buggery.
Okay, just, you're not faking. Tell us you're not faking.
I'm out of here, man. I've had enough.
But have you got a bruise on your arm?
It hurts like buggery, I'll tell you. Another world with you. With you. I'm on another planet with you. With you. You get under my skin. I don't find it.
Just told me he's definitely not going to do that next week. He swears he's got a big bruise and he'd rather take on the security system of an airport, in which case he will be going to an airport and getting them to read out stuff like this.
The Fagen bars ring.
Which I would have said was more risky because they have guns in airports.
Travels in my blood. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Long journeys wear me out, but I know I can't live without it. I know I think I'm on another world with you. With you. I'm on another planet with you. With you. Another girl who's loving you.
Don't forget, if you're driving on any major road tomorrow, particularly if it's a habitually congested road, watch out. The Minister of Transport experiment to ease congestion, particularly on the roads, the M25 and the A45, starts tomorrow with a car size limit. The AA have the details, but basically the police are out in force. Anyone found exceeding the car size limit tomorrow will be pulled in and their car shortened accordingly. So watch out. All major roads. Car size limit details available overnight from Radio 2.
There were mourners on the street of every shape and size. The moon is kicking down from the dawn. Assassins on the corner tried to throw you alive. Your dirty mouth comic with Joe and that's a land. Valentine all the time. Valentino inside. Valentino inside. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. Well, the Pope renounced you as the real one. Lazarus decided to rise. The 20th century had only begun. Ladies of theirs, their eyes. And that's a man.
This is Bruno Brooks, and I've been taking drugs in the middle of the night.
Cook and Bond
presents the Chris Morris Music Shows.
Visit us online at www.cookandbond.co.uk
or chill.cream.org.